Welcome to Psychic Sources Meditation Podcast. We hope this meditation will help you find peace through self-forgiveness. Our featured advisor, Neil, can be found on www.psychicsource.com under extension 8418.
So we are going to do a short meditation for forgiveness here. Specifically, a short meditation for self-forgiveness, for parts of ourselves we reject or are aggressive towards, for actions or events from our past that we tend not to want to look at or we judge harshly. And it's a very simple practice that I'm going to guide you through, one that's going to take maybe 10 to 12 minutes. So the first thing you need to do is just get comfortable. Sitting in an upright position, in a seat that lets you enjoy a certain sense of connection with the earth underneath, connection between your seat and the seat that you're resting in right now. Of a grounding in the earth. And out of this grounding, the spine begins to very naturally align, lengthen and align. There's a sense of energy almost bouncing up through the torso, through the spine. So the spine lengthens through the top of the head. The crown of the head lifts slightly, which encourages the chin to tuck and the back of the neck to open. And then very slowly, very gently take your ears back until it feels like they're over the shoulders. So we're sitting in a way that's grounded, that's upright, and that's aligned. And in this position, we can just relax. Just relax. And begin just by feeling the rhythm of the breath in the body. We tend to focus our attention on the lung area, the chest area, when we're doing this. But let yourself feel the entire body, because the breathing washes through the body from toe to head, much more obvious in the torso, much more subtle in the limbs and the head, but it can be felt throughout the entire body. So just tune into this entire body sensation of the breath opening as we inhale, and a sense of release, or even further relaxation on the exhalation. Open and release. Rhythm is still going to be felt from toe to head, of course, but focus ever so slightly on the heart center, the center of the chest. Feeling this cycle of the breath moving here, opening as we inhale, and a sense of release and letting go on the exhale. Open, and our sense of the heart becomes a little bit more expansive, a little bit more vast, and then release, and everything becomes much more relaxed and at ease on the exhale. And just continue this rhythm for a few moments and let your experience of the heart become a little bit more expansive with every cycle. So this experience of the heart fills the heart center and then fills the chest. And then it actually begins to move beyond the apparent boundaries of the body into the room that we're sitting in right now. Open on the inhale. Surrender as breath leaves the body. Our attention focusing on the heart, coming back here whenever we wander into thinking or our attention is pulled somewhere else. And we'll all have ideas about where the boundary of the body is. In this case, though, just let yourself follow the feeling of the breath, follow the experience of the heart out beyond what we consider our body, as I said, into the space around us, into the room around us. Open and surrender. Developing, or we're tapping into the inherent spaciousness of the heart. The heart has two inherent qualities. One is that it's open and free, it's spacious. It's not bounded in the way we normally think of it as being bounded. This is what we're working on now. The second inherent quality of the heart is that it's very tender, soft, warm, loving. And as we continue to work with the breath, opening and surrendering, we continue to cultivate this spaciousness. Begin to let this tenderness, this warmth, this love come into your heart. It just naturally arises. We don't need to do anything. It's a natural quality of the heart. So just allow it to become more apparent. Our heart may become quite sore, quite raw as we do this, and this is wholly appropriate for a tender, loving heart. As we wanted to go with this practice, that would be great. What we're doing is we're waking up to the basic qualities of the heart, which would have effects throughout our life. But we're going to go a step further here. And what I'm going to ask you to do is bring to mind a part of yourself that you dislike, a character trait, something that you've done in the past, something that's happened to you in the past that you judge yourself harshly for. And let this part of yourself appear right in front and be enveloped in this vast, tender heart field. Let this rejected and unforgiven part of yourself be held in the openness and the affection of the heart. Continue to open on the inhale, surrender on the exhale. Continue to let the space expand and let the warmth arise. And these qualities are now doing is they're enveloping this rejected piece of ourselves. They're welcoming this piece of ourselves and they're loving this piece of ourselves. And this is actually happening, so allow yourself to feel the pain of the rejected piece and the relief that comes when this piece of ourselves is seen. simply held, accepted, embraced, and loved. Allow this piece of yourself to be accepted. Allow this piece of yourself to be loved. Allow this piece of yourself to be forgiven of all the judgment and criticism, opinion and agenda that you have placed on it over the years. As the heart continues to open, as the heart continues to radiate, and now you can continue with this practice for as long as you wish. As you may be noticing, it can be pretty intense, and you're going to want to start with a short duration, 2 to 4 minutes that we've done here, but you can continue with this practice as long as you wish. When you're ready to come to a close, just let this piece of yourself that is still in front, embraced in the heart, just let this piece of yourself dissolve like morning dew into the heart. Just let it dissolve like settling mist into this open and loving heart field. Let this part of yourself integrate into the heart and consequently into the body. And then rest for a moment in the heart itself. Let this slowly dissolve. And then when you're ready to, with attentiveness, gentleness, and care, get up and take your slightly more expansive, more tender, and more inclusive heart out into your life, coming back to this practice again and again as is helpful.
We hope you enjoyed this Psychic Source podcast presentation. For more information about the power of self-forgiveness, please visit Neil or any of our other gifted advisors at www.psychicsource.com.